This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Boxing Day, Sunday the 26th of December 2021. We wish you all the best for the Christmas season. How was Christmas Day for you? I hope it was all you wanted it to be. Did Father Christmas bring you any shack enhancements? Today is the new amateurs edition of News West, and we acknowledge and congratulate those who have gained a new or updated licence and offer some advice and information that amateurs new and old may find useful. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News and is primarily aimed at the Western Australian amateur population. Our website is vk6.net and we can be contacted by email to newswest@vk6.net. It seems that a few people are disgruntled at some of the content on News West, and some are saying things about our content that simply aren't true. Firstly, people say that they are tired of what they call WIA bashing on News West. I don't know how I can express it more clearly. But I do know that people will hear only what they want to hear, and some persist in mislabelling News West as anti-WIA in spite of evidence to the contrary. Firstly, WA Amateur Radio News and myself personally are not anti-WIA. The WIA must succeed and thrive. And the however to that statement is that the Wireless Institute isn't well. They are not functioning. The board is fragmented. That's a fact. If you care about the Wireless Institute and you doubt it, write to the president and ask how they're going. What you call bashing is the revelation of dirty tricks and victimisation that have been the modus operandi of people at the top of the Wireless Institute and those who point themselves as the protectors. Those are the ones I call the choir boys. These acts have been perpetrated against WA Amateur Radio News, RASA, and individuals associated with those clubs, including myself. People claim that they haven't seen bullying and victimisation in amateur radio. Well, of course you haven't, because these have mostly been perpetrated as abuses of power and position. That's why we reveal them. And next, it's been said that News West has become the mouthpiece of RASA. We've told you frequently that we've invited both RASA and the Wireless Institute of Australia to regularly contribute to News West. The Wireless Institute of Australia declined. It seems that someone in Western Australia has put around the story that we didn't invite the WIA to contribute. Now, that's a blatant lie, and if that person would care to have an open discussion about it, we could put that one to bed. News West led the way with revelations about the financial perils of the Wireless Institute several years ago, before RASA was formed. So who influenced whom? And finally, I repeat, the Wireless Institute of Australia needs to survive and thrive. That's why the dirty tricks have been exposed by us, because the Wireless Institute's own news service won't tell you what's happening. With major changes coming up in amateur radio licensing, we need the Wireless Institute of Australia, along with RASA, to be able to stand up for amateur radio to ensure that we get the best deal for the hobby. I'll tell you what if I stop talking about the Wireless Institute of Australia? Totally. You can put money on it that sooner or later, someone there at the Wireless Institute or one of their choir boys will perpetrate another dirty trick on WA Amateur Radio News, RASA, or one or more of the individuals involved. These people think they are clever and they get away with it because of the apathy of Australian amateurs who just don't want to know. Ignorance, apparently, is bliss.
To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who've gained and upgraded their license in the past month, a bumper crop for December with 17 new or changed calls. This is keeping AMC and the ACMA on their toes and VK6 on the map. In case you're wondering, there are 1,420 amateur licenses held in VK6 today, a net gain of 11 licensees from last month. At Advanced, Bob, Alan, Mike, and John. Sounds like books of the New Testament or lyrics from a song by Lou Reed. At Standard, there's Colin and Peter, and a bevy at Foundation. Andy, Tom, Kathleen, Trev, Adam, Marek, Shane, Peter, David, Harold, and Elsa. For new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio. And hey, If you hear them calling, say good day, offer congratulations, and of course, positive encouragement if they seem a bit diffident. If you just upgraded or changed your call, go on, make some noise. So let's keep the numbers growing, so come on, encourage someone you know who is keen but reluctant to get their license.
Well done to the Southern Electronics Group on the completion and successful operation of the Great Australian Bike Project. Just to remind you what the Great Australian Bike Project is, it's a remote station comprised of an ICOM 9700 radio based in Albany on WA's south coast. A few days ago, on Wednesday, Will VK6UU connected to the remote station and heard Rob VK6LD in a single sideband QSO with a VK5 station. Will said, "I tuned into the VK6SR Great Australian Bite IC9700 in Albany at 5 a.m. to hear Rob VK6LD talking to VK5AKK just east of Adelaide on 144.1 megahertz. I quickly recorded part of the QSO, the first across the bite from the remote IC9700. If you're not sure of the distance from Albany to Crafers, which is in the Adelaide Hills, let me tell you that it's a smidge under 2,000 kilometres. Now let's hear that recording that Will made.
So all the best, VK5 Alpha Kilo Kilo from VK6 Lima Delta, over.
Yeah, good, Rob, yeah, that's much better. You've turned the power up a little bit. You're peaking 5 and 6 now, and much easier. Yeah, Christmas is certainly coming up very fast, as it always does. So all the best for that as well. All right, yeah, Hepburn's looking pretty good. Not often you see red splotches in the bite, so we'll just see what happens.
On the same day and again via the same Albany IC9700 remote, Will heard and recorded the Beacon VK5VF on 144.450 megahertz, and here's the audio from that. Will listened for the 70-centimetre beacon VK5VF, but it wasn't heard, and the 2-metre beacon has been heard since.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
Have you explored the range of utilities and useful items on offer by the Radio Amateur Society of Australia? There's a range of stuff that works with you to improve your amateur radio experience. RASA produces an excellent online magazine bi-monthly. This magazine is called QTC and has an interesting array of items for amateurs. You'll find past and current issues at qtcmag.com. Among the QTC magazines, you'll see the Welcome to Amateur Radio Book. This 34-page book sets you up with all sorts of useful information that you'll need to know as a new amateur, as well as refreshing a few things for old hands. Help yourself to this online book for yourself or someone you know. Having problems with radio noise? QRN or QRM? Look up qrm.guru, which is a knowledge base of questions and solutions for pesky interference, which is so prevalent these days. qrm.guru. Go there and explore. It's pretty good. Does your club run training courses or exams for newcomers to the hobby? RASA has put together a free amateur radio welcome pack. These packs comprise a portfolio folder which includes a number of useful documents and reference sheets that will give your students some practical and relevant material to take away at the end of the course. These welcome packs are available to clubs running courses to hand out to candidates. RASA provides an easy-to-use online tech support resource, the Amateur Radio Tech Support Service, ARTS, which is an online knowledge base with a ticketing support portal. It is aimed at newcomers and provides a selection of knowledge base articles to help newcomers as they get started in the hobby. vkregs.info is a website that provides a guide to the regulations governing the hobby of amateur radio in Australia. vkregs.info is a joint publication of the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, RASA, and the Radio and Electronics School, RES, RES. You can read about the regulations on the website or download a complete PDF guidebook version. Head on over to the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org, and see for yourself what's on offer. Free, gratis, and for nothing. From RASA, an Australian results-based amateur radio representative body.
Ham College welcomed 35 new licensees into the hobby in 2021, more than any other club in Australia. And we start the ball rolling again in 2022. So if you're listening and want to get into the hobby, or if you're already licensed and know of someone who's interested, then now's your chance to express an interest for our first course of the year, on the weekend of the 5th and the 6th of February. Feedback on these courses is invariably good, except for the climate inside the ferro-concrete World War II radar bunker that's stinking hot in summer and a freezer in winter. Go on, register your interest via hamcollege.org.au. If you already know a bit about radio and hold a license, why not consider gaining extra privileges as well as expanding your knowledge by enrolling in our Regulations and Standard Advanced Theory course that will start on Tuesday the 15th of March and run weekly until we are convinced that all candidates will pass. Again, hamcollege.org.au. Now, what about if you've been swatting away? Well, for you, the first face-to-face assessment day is Saturday the 12th of February, but we can arrange examinations on a remote basis if you wanted something earlier or live more than a stone's throw from the venue of the Linwood Scout Hall inside the Whaleback Golf Course in Parkwood. This is Andrew, Victor Kilo 6 Alpha Sierra, Ham College Secretary, and that contact address again so you can write it down, hamcollege.org.au.
Although we're talking to new amateurs here, this advice applies to everybody, and we're talking about buying equipment. Should we buy new or used? When trying to get your shack equipped, you're torn several ways when it comes to spending your spondoola. The inner phobic tells you to buy all brand new. You know it costs more, but you have a big fat warranty to safeguard your investment. The short answer to that one, of course, is yes. It's true. Of course it is. You may, however, have looked at second-hand gear that's been advertised and realised that you can get more for your money. And of course, that's also true. So what are you worried about? Or if you're not worried, what should you worry about? With second-hand gear, it's a case of caveat emptor, buyer beware. You can get many years of good service from used, even old equipment. So on the face of it, purchasing used gear is an economical good idea at the right price. Yes, it is. So how can you protect yourself? Firstly, never buy equipment with cash in hand from someone you don't know or can't identify. You have no recourse if the gear is dead on arrival or stolen. You can always ask to see the unit in operation. Then you'd be covered against dead on arrival, probably. However, you're still not protected against it being stolen. So you do need to know and remember who sold it to you. If buying from online sources, you could have some protection if you know that the seller is reputable. There are protections offered by payment services like PayPal or your credit card provider. Services like PayPal have a dispute protocol where you are protected against misleading descriptions, dead on arrival, non-supply, etc. A purchase paid for directly with your credit card can offer similar protections if the item is not delivered or is not described or is dead on arrival. Something else you need to know about is that some retailers of new equipment are authorised resellers in Australia, and the equipment they sell is covered by the manufacturer's warranty. Some sellers import the equipment from outside of Australia, and it may not be covered by the manufacturer's warranty. These sellers often offer their own warranty, and you should satisfy yourself that you're reasonably protected under that warranty. By using some common sense and caution, you can stock up your shack for less than it would cost for all new gear with relative safety. However, if you're cashed up and you want sparkly new stuff in your shack, go for it. And please send me the photos.
Amateur radio clubs play an important role in maintaining and growing the hobby, It's in clubs that newcomers learn how to kickstart their hobby, where amateurs get together to share information, build stuff, and participate in activities. People outside of clubs, especially newcomers to the hobby, are looking for ways to meet other amateurs and to learn stuff. The News West cycle of weekly themes includes a club focus episode, where the program is handed over to clubs to promote, brag, educate, and include the amateur community. There's a couple of reasons for this. Your club benefits from promoting its existence and what it does. Other clubs and individuals benefit from hearing about your activities and your sharing of what's been going on. The team here at News West will hand over 100% of the program time, that's the full 30 minutes, to clubs in the Club Focus edition. All you, the clubs, need to do is to feed News West with audio recordings or text and we'll glue it all together. You give us 30 minutes worth and that's what goes to air. You give us 5 minutes worth and we'll fill it up with something else. So it's over to you. And because it's the first Club Focus of the year, it's a good time to let everyone know what you're up to in the new year. For Club Focus next weekend, please get your items to us by noon Friday. Send it as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
We ran this short article on solar indices back in September, but I thought it worthwhile repeating, especially for newcomers to amateur radio, as Solar Cycle 25 keeps on ramping up. The solar flux index on Thursday was 147. It's been steadily trending upwards for some time now. What happens on our sun affects radio propagation around the world. Solar indices are a measure of activity on the sun. These indices can be used by amateur radio operators to get a sense of how radio signals will propagate globally and when to expect radio blackouts. Sites like solarham.net and spaceweather.com give a good insight into the sun's current activity, presenting easy-to-consume solar weather reports. But what does it mean? What's good for radio and what's not? The solar cycle is the roughly 11-year periodic change in the sun's sunspot activity, measured by the variation in the number of sunspots observed. The sun ended its 24th solar cycle in 2020 and is now climbing up into solar cycle 25. Read more about the solar flux index, the A and K indices and more at the VK3FS website. That's VK3 Foxtrot Sierra. Just Google VK3FS. And you'll find it easily enough. We know that there's more than a handful of amateurs who are also involved with boating, and especially yachting. You'd have to have been especially sheltered from the world if you aren't aware that the Sydney to Hobart yacht race starts today. You may also wonder what on earth the Sydney to Hobart race has to do with amateur radio. Well, probably nothing at all. The reason I'm talking about a boat race is that as amateurs, we're equipped to listen in. We can listen into position and weather reports during the race by monitoring the following frequencies. Have you got your pencil ready? Now, the primary HF frequency is 4483 kHz upper sideband. That's 4483 kHz upper sideband. And the secondary frequency is 6516 kHz upper sideband. And that frequency is constantly monitored by the relay vessel JBW, which is a 70-foot motor cruiser. All right for some. Position reports go out on 4483 kHz upper sideband at 1935, 2035 and 0635 daily, and those are Eastern Daylight Saving times, apparently. We wouldn't have the imagination to put those times out in UTC, but there you go. So happy listening if you're even vaguely interested. Have a listen on those frequencies. Now let's talk about News West. We exist here at News West to broadcast news of interest to Western Australians. As far as we can determine, amateur radio news broadcasts commenced in Western Australia in 1931. It's unclear whether the service was continuous from then until 1940, when the amateur radio hobby was shut down during World War II. The news broadcasts resumed shortly after the cessation of the war in 1945 and appears to have been running continuously since. There may have been gaps, However, these aren't apparent. Something that makes it difficult to put together a news program is the lack of content. There's very little in the way of news or general interest items provided from the amateur radio general population. NewsWest doesn't have the resources to operate a newsroom. We don't have journalists roaming around collecting stories. It really is a backroom job that somebody does. Time and again, we're struggling to find enough content. We put the news to bed on a Friday, and on Saturday, quite typically, out come announcement from sundry individuals about interesting stuff that would have made great inclusions in the news. That happens often enough to be annoying. What we'd really like to see is for the amateur radio community in Western Australia to take more ownership of their news service and to feed stories to us. We'd be ecstatic if you'd write and record your stories. However, we understand that you may not have the resources, skills, or the time to do that, but we'd really like to receive your story from you, or even a story idea, so that we can include it in the news, because it's your news, not ours. Your contributions or story ideas can be sent via email to newswest@vk6.net.
Whether you're starting out in amateur radio or moving on to the next grade of license, what you'll need to do is to gain the qualification that enables you to get the license. In Australia, there are three grades of amateur radio license, starting with the entry-level foundation license, then the intermediate level is called a standard license, and the top level is called an advanced license. In order to obtain any of these licenses, you must first hold an amateur operator's certificate of proficiency at the appropriate level. The curriculum and examinations for these certificates are set and controlled by the Australian Communications and Media Authority through their contracted organisation, the Australian Maritime College. Courses are offered by amateur radio clubs around the country, as well as online courses conducted by the Radio and Electronics School. Exams are conducted by volunteer assessors with oversight from the AMC. Here in Western Australia, courses are conducted regularly by Ham College and as required by Peel Amateur Radio Group, Northern Corridors Radio Group, and the Southern Electronics Radio Group. These courses are conducted in a supportive environment by experienced amateurs. You can see information about these clubs and how to contact them on our website vk6.net. Choose the Becoming an Amateur item on the menu bar. You'll also find information about amateur radio clubs in Western Australia and a lot of other useful information at vk6.net.
There's a recent announcement on the ARIS website, and ARIS stands for Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, that they have a slow scan TV event, and that's scheduled from the International Space Station, and it's going to begin on December the 26th at 18:25 UTC, which is stupid o'clock in the morning on the 27th for us, and it'll continue until December the 31st, ending at 17:05 UTC. As always, dates and times are subject to change due to ISS operational adjustments. The downlink frequency is 145.8 MHz. Did you get that? 145.8 plus or minus 3 kHz for Doppler shift. And the expected slow scan TV mode is PD120. That's Papa Delta 120. The main theme for this event is lunar exploration. Radio enthusiasts participating in the event can post and view images on the ARIS SSTV gallery, and after your image is posted at the gallery, you can acquire a special award by registering online to obtain a digital copy of your received image. You can see more information about this event, including links to the gallery and your application for a certificate, at the ARIS website, aris.org. That's ARISS.org.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Good morning and greetings once again from the Helpline Desk. This is 26th of December 2021. I hope you had a good Christmas and a pleasant Boxing Day today, and all the best for New Year. This is Roy now with the disposal for today. We've got the remains of what Tony VK6 Alpha Tango India had last week. He still has the following antennas available: a Turlin Outbacker vertical mobile antenna with mostly RFDS frequencies on, but some useful frequencies on there. There was also a diamond vertical antenna, frequencies 144 and 430 megahertz, and there's also a 27 meg CB antenna. The following transceivers are also available: a Yaesu Fox Tango 212 Romeo Hotel 2-meter mobile transceiver, 5 watts and 45 watts, and the internal speaker's not working on that, but that can be easily replaced. A Kenwood TS2000 all-mode transceiver, $500 or nearest offer. An ICOM IC725 HF transceiver, $250 or nearest offer. And we have a three-position antenna switch, a marine antenna base complete with whip antenna, a multimedia stereo speaker, and a multimeter. There's also 12 by RG58 assorted patch cords, a 20-meter roll of RG58 coaxial cable, and there's another roll of RG58, approximately 6 meters. And caveat emptor and all those items. Of course, if you'd like to contact Tony for further details, his email is tangoalpharomeogolfechonovembertangoindia@westnet.com.au, and his phone number 0895286735. 0895286735. And thank you. That's all I have for this week. Happy New Year coming up next. Happy Boxing Day, and hope your Christmas was salubrious as well. This is VK6 X-Ray Victor. Into the new year, 7-3 for now.
Thanks for listening. In fact, thanks for being our audience for the year. If you're really good, I promise that you won't hear from us until next year. Being the last bulletin of 2021, I need to thank everyone. I hate thank you lists, because someone is always left off, so apologies if you're not on the list, and be assured that everyone's grateful for your contribution. The studio team this year has been Roy, VK6, X-Ray Victor. Roy advertised Adam's shack clearance on Helpline, that's how long he's been doing it for. Mike, VK6KMS, Jeff, VK6JEF, and Andrew, VK6 Alpha Sierra, who does a heck of a lot more for amateur radio than sweep the News West cutting room floor. He'll kill me for saying that. The broadcasters are Phil, VK6GX, Neil, VK6NSB, Chris, VK6JI, Eddie, VK6YA at the Neil Penfold Centre, Bob, VK6POP, oh, that's me, and others who stand in as required. I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer, reminding you to thank your broadcaster and to have a happy and safe new year, and to join with the new amateurs in getting on air and making some noise.